Radio Tux und Radio Incorrect.org. Wir sind in Chemnitz auf dem Linux-Tag und ich habe jetzt bei mir sitzen Jan Husar. Er ist vom Förderverein für eine freie informationelle Infrastruktur. Er spricht allerdings Englisch, das heißt, wir werden das ganze Interview auf Englisch machen. Und auf Englisch heißt das, er ist von der Foundation for the Free Information Structure. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Jan, software patents have become a bit out of focus, so I'm not informed, I suppose the listeners are not informed. What's the current status?
Well, the current state is that in 2005, European Parliament rejected the computer implemented invitation, which was the first software patent round, and the other parties are trying to push even the software patents, even if the European Parliament rejected the proposal. Right now, last year, I think in November, it was voted for legislation from the European Commission called EPLA, and it's European Patent Litigation Agreement, which basically means that there will be a central court for the whole Europe, which will decide what is patentable and what is not, and that means that it will be applicable for all of the countries, and you can't go to national courts. When you have a patent suit, you must go to only this court, and this court should be independent. And there is actually no one who can politically influence the court, which means that they can ignore even the rejection of the software patents from the 2005. That's the first of all, and second of all, the people who are going to be in this EPLA court are really pro software patent people. That's the legislation which was voted for in favor last year. Right now, I think last week or maybe the 2 weeks before, European Parliament Legislation Service actually find out and made a press release that this kind of agreement, even if it passed through the parliament, isn't applicable for European Union because it's undemocratic and the member countries cannot fight against the decision of the High Patent Court. So that's the first legislation, and the second legislation, which is right now discussed in the parliament, and I think it will be voted in 3 weeks or something. They are postponing it all the time. It's called IPRED. Number two, because it's the second proposal. IPRED stands for Intellectual Property Rights Enforcement Directive, and basically it means if you are abusing trademarks, copyrights, or patents, you can go to jail. So this is the current situation in the European Union.
So what is your... what are you doing against that?
What I'm doing against that? Well, I partially work for FFII as a Brussels representative, which means we have a team of people in Brussels who are advising to the member of European Parliament. We are creating documents with the member of European Parliament because there are some people who are not in favor in this, and we are making amendments to the proposals, and we are trying to table the amendments. Basically, the tabling amendment, if you want to change something in a proposal, you need to table it at least with 50 members of European Parliament. So you need 50 signatures from 50 high politicians. It doesn't matter from which party they are. And then if you amend this proposal, those proposals are going from committee to committee. You have different kinds of committee in a European Parliament. Like, for example, you have information technology and research, like it's called ITRI, and there they can vote in favor of the amendment or not in favor of the amendment. All of these committees have different number of members. Some of them have 50 members, some of them have 60 members, and it's passed through the responsible committees, which is the legislation committee, this information and technology and research committee, and I think there is another one. It will be this amendment solution will go to a plenary session where all the members of the parliament will vote for it. So that's how it works.
So it looks more and more as if we are in real danger of getting software patents. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Because the EPLA was passed last year, and the main problem with it is like the European Parliament find out that this isn't applicable right now in the law of the European Union because it's against the law of the European Union, and I personally don't know what is going to happen because as I said the European Parliament legal service said that it isn't applicable, but their decision isn't mandatory, which means that it's kind of like advice. It's not, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. So it can be pretty dangerous, even if you count with the iPad thing. And if these two things will happen, that if you will be abusing patents, you can go basically to jail. That's the thing that can happen this year.
What is the situation for Linux regarding these software patents?
The situation for Linux, it's a bit tricky one, I would say, because you have some companies who have legal binding, or better say legal protection over Linux. Like you have Novell, Red Hat, and all these big players, also Canonical now with Ubuntu, and they are the ones who will be sued. Because normally, if there is no owner, they can just only sue the developers, but that didn't happen yet. But it can happen. As you know, that in United States there was this MP3 fraud, and Microsoft was fined $1.5 billion because of abusing MP3 patent, and this decision was made by the United States highest court. So actually, that's the end of the decision. There is nowhere else to go.
What actions can be done against getting software patents in Europe too?
Right now in FFII we are running three campaigns. One is called EUPACO, which is European Patent Conference. We had EUPACO Zero, which was, I would say, a mini European Patent Conference in Munich last year. There was also General Assembly of FFII International. Then we had another one in February, where attended around 400 people from ministries, different countries, and also European Parliament. And we are going to continue to have the biggest one in May. I think it's 17. You must check it on FFII.org. I don't know it for sure. Which will be for a entry fee, I think, 100 euros. But there we are trying to put speakers from, for example, Max Planck Institute, which they advise about the patents to the Parliament. And those kind of professors, and we try with this kind of people, with the professors and different countries, to not force, but to convince the people that what is going on is really wrong. It's against the competition, and it's against European small and medium business-sized companies. So,
are there things that I, as a John Doe, can do?
Oh, John Doe, what can do? Well, That's a really interesting question. Well, first of all, we have the you can support this movement. There are many possibilities how to do it. For example, even Free Software Foundation Europe is lobbying against this. So one way is to support Free Software Foundation Europe with your personal contribution of time, translations, or membership fees. I think they have like 120 euros a year membership fee, or you can support FFII. We have 20 euros membership fee per year, which is really almost nothing, or you can devote time. The worst is that we don't have so much people as we need it when we have this legislation happening in the parliament. So the decision makers are mostly lobbied by these big companies, and we don't have such powers and resources as the big players have. But there are also companies, big companies, who are not in favor, for example, of this iPad jail thing. Like, I know that Sun and IBM are totally against it. They are pro-patent companies, but they see this as a, I would say, that can damage the company. You know, when somebody will probably, the CEO or some responsible person can go to jail, even for them, it's not so good to have.
Okay, so thank you very much, and I wish you best of luck, and I hope this won't happen.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, das war im Interview Jan Husin vom Förderverein für eine freie informationelle Infrastruktur e.V. zum Thema Softwarepatente.